Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic's all yours.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, and speaking of team building and coming together, and actually was this man right here in this very parking lot out here, because I've always been into writing. I started writing when I was like in fifth grade. I've always used to write. Never seriously, but it was this man right out in this parking lot. We had just come from Dave and Buster's, and he inspired me to get back into writing seriously. That's why it's always good to have people that think along the lines you think, because it can really help you stay focused. And even when you lose your way, they can help you get back on track. Because a lot of what I learned, and I learned with him as well, was really trial and error. You know, we didn't go to school for business degrees or anything like that. Let me back up. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. Y'all know I'm an author. I also public speak. I do coaching, and I love it all. Because this is what, talking to Mr. Right there. I got you, sir. Talking about passion. That was always been my passion. And everyone here, you also have a passion. You may not have discovered it yet, but you have a passion. Now, today I'm going to be speaking about pretty much just entrepreneurial things, the mindset of an entrepreneur. And I learned it, like everything else I learned, the hard way, by bumping my head up against brick walls. That's the way I describe it. And it hurts. It hurts. But you stand back up and you find a way around something or under something or above something. And you keep going and you keep going and you keep going. I had three businesses. The first two failed. First one at 17. My first job was at 15. I knew I didn't want to work for anybody else. My first business was at 17. That failed. Despite the thousands, literally thousands of dollars I spent from the age of 15, I took all my job money. I was still at home with my parents. They didn't ask for any money, lucky me. So I took all that money and I started investing in books and courses and magazines. 15 to 17. All that knowledge, when it came time to use it, I didn't know what I was doing. Nothing happened. That business tanked. Then again, second business. Started with this man right here. And other gentlemen, you also consider our brother. We started selling silver jewelry. And although we were together, we used all our money to invest together, we acted and sold independently for the most part. That business tanked.
Yes, it did.
My third business was successful, not for the first three and a half years. So what changed? Other than have an example in front of me, somebody that I could watch, that I can learn from, something changed. And it was the mindset, and I want to share with you some of those things today. Because I find that people who are aspiring entrepreneurs, who are just getting in or thinking about getting in, we have a bad habit of overcomplicating something. Now, I came up with this saying all on my own, so you can write this down. I'm very proud of it. The more pressure you put on yourself when you start, the harder it is to finish. What do I say, buddy? What do I mean? Oftentimes, I find entrepreneurs, they, or aspiring entrepreneurs, and they like, okay, well, I need all these things. And they give me a long list of everything they need before they take their first step. And while they're acquiring all these things, they never start. Overcomplication. It's like you're going from 0 to 100, and you're starting. You might not have any information or very little information, and you're trying to go from 0 to 75. Now, while you're going from 0 to 75, most people around the 50 mark, they burn out. So it's just like when I used to work out, and I've been slipping lately. When I used to work out, he was like, okay, I can see you working out, because, you know, start getting slim. He's like, yeah, I'm working out. I am doing something. And they're like, okay, you're working out, so what are you doing? I said, well, I'm just doing a little bit of this. I'm doing a little bit of that. And they're like, that's it? nah, man, that's no. I want to go ahead and I want to do insanity. And I'm like, when's the last time have you done anything very physically active like that? I said, well, I used to play basketball in high school. How old are you? You're 30 years old. You haven't done anything physically active in 12 years, and you're going to put yourself in one of the most difficult workout programs ever designed. Not just the claim by the designer, but also his students. What happens?
Fail.
The more pressure you put on yourself when you start, the less likely you are to finish. So I'm like, okay, instead of starting trying to go from 0 to 75, why can't we just go from 0 to 5? I like 5. Let's start at 5. What's wrong with 5? And I don't go from 0 to 5 because I'm scared or I'm unconfident in my abilities. I go from 0 to 5 because I understand that in nature, things grow. So from 0 to 5, let's master 5. And then from 5, we can go to 10. And then when we master 10, we might be able to jump to 20. We might go to 15. And it's just slow, steady progression. And you say, well, James, that's slow. But is it? Because if you're going from 0 to 75, you're going in hard. And you start, and you stop, and you start, and you stop, and you start, put it off for a year. But I'm making slow, steady progress. Who reaches 100 first?
You do.
I will. That old children's story, for those of you old enough to remember, the tortoise and the hare, slow and steady wins the race.
That's right.
That's what it is. I don't think they explained it well, but that's what it is. It's this slow, steady progression to doing what you are choosing to do. During my entrepreneurial journey, I usually say entrepreneurship. Yes, I know that's not a word, but that's my word, so you're going to hear that from me a lot. So during my entrepreneurial journey, I was also looking at, you know, network marketing. There's nothing wrong with network marketing. Except for this company. I'm not going to name the name of the company. They're no longer in business, and you're about to understand why. Because we're talking about overcomplication. So in order to make things easy for people coming in, they did this. They said, okay, you're going to take a card. It's going to have some information on it. You take 1,000 of these cards, and you put them in to the windshield of cars. Now, out of those 1,000 cards, you're expected to get maybe 10 phone calls. Out of those 10 phone calls, you might get 3, maybe 5 people to a meeting. Out of those 5 people to a meeting, you might get 1 or 2 people that are actually serious that are joining. How long do you think it takes to hand out 1,000 slips in car doors around the city? It takes a long time. Let's just keep it simple. Let's just say 4 hours. Okay? How much gas money are you spending? How much money? Now, this is back in the late 90s. How much money do you think it costs to get those printed? Overcomplication. That same 4 hours and less gas and less time, you could have literally spent talking to people instead of trying to find a way and overcomplicate something that's very simple. Mr. Canty said it. Mr. Claiborne said it. It's the connection with people. You want uncommon sense? You want uncommon secrets? Here's one. When I used to hustle, I won't tell you my hustle stories, but I will tell you this one. So, I used to live in a house with a whole bunch of hustlers. Most of them were wannabe hustlers. There was only actually 4 of us in there getting money. Okay. So, me, I call him Burns in one of my books, and another brother, I just call him Izzy. We put all our products together, put them in bags. None of us had cars, so we got on the MARTA, went all the way to Decatur. In the middle of Atlanta, summertime. It's hot. Now we're standing outside of a grocery store. And we're selling what we were selling. Now, it was pressure time because rent had to be paid that day. And like most young men, you're a little irresponsible. It's like, oh, it's time to pay the rent. So if we didn't pay the rent that night, they were kicking all of us out. Now, five of us stood up. One was a barber. He was going to make his money anyway. The other four of us, we went out to go do what we were going to do. There was never a time in my life when I felt so much pressure. Never. Because I didn't have any place else to go. If we would have all got kicked out, I had no place to go. Nobody to call that could help me at that particular time in my life. That money had to be made that day. That's the mindset I had. It was the wrong mindset. Let me explain. Let me finish with the story. So we're standing in front of the grocery store. I'm set up. Burns is set up. Iz is lazy. He was sitting down. He wasn't standing up. But, you know, we're all doing what we're doing and, you know, trying to get people to come over, see what we had. And like, hey, come on over. Check this out. You know, we're working. I'm sweating. I'm hot. I'm irritated. And my mind is on what? Got to get this dang money. Here's Burns. He's happy. He's laughing. He's talking to people. He's running around the parking lot. He's talking to kids, waving to people. He's coming in and out of stores. He got drinks. Chilling. Now, for every one thing I sold, he sold like five or six. I'm in one's place standing here. He's all over the place, chilling. And for every one thing I sold, he sold five or six. So I'm looking at what I'm doing. I'm looking at what he's doing. I'm looking at what I'm doing. I'm like, how is he doing this? And he saw the frustration in my face through all the sweat. He's like, Shaw, that was Hustler name at the time. He's like, Shaw, man, it's a vibe. You have to catch it. Now, what did he mean by that? Because he said it's a vibe, you have to catch it. So when we talk about vibes or vibration, we're talking about a current. And I'm going to use them play on words because we have current and currency. It is the current that brings you money because current or an exchange of energy, that's all money is. It's an exchange of energy. Your time and your effort. And instead of receiving some time or effort back, which they call bartering, your fee is money. If you do not put something in, you get nothing back. And I see this time and time again with aspiring entrepreneurs. They want to be successful. They want to be profitable. But they refuse to go outside of their house and do anything effective in that area. There is no energy going, touching anybody. And therefore, there was nothing that's going to come back to you. Or, again, they like, I need this. I can't go there because I got to have this first. No, you don't. I started all through my business with nothing. Now, I didn't even have business cards. I just went. Now, third business, I wasn't that successful. So, anyway, Burns, he put me on game, but I began to develop this attitude. I stopped concentrating so much on the money. I'm going to say money wasn't important, but I stopped concentrating so much on it. And it began to occur to me that the personal connections were more important and the money comes. And it sounds contradictory. And very few people will tell you this. This is an uncommon secret. And it literally is a secret. And it doesn't sound very deep until you experience it. Nothing, Mr. Cantu. You already know. I see the smile on his face. He knows what I'm saying is true. Anybody that's been in business for a while, you know it's true. The way you touch people affects your business over a long period of time. Period. Now, there was another company. Just want to talk about a very important issue that a lot of you getting in or aspiring are going to face. There's no way that you're not going to get it. There was a company, another company I tried to work for. I've been on this entrepreneurial thing for a long time. So it was another company I was trying to work for, and they used to sell perfume and cologne in bottles. So they had their own bottle and they had their own package. But it was supposed to be the actual original cologne, right? What's the issue that we all face? The issue is trust. The issue is trust. So we go out, and I'm trying to sell these, and at this time I was nowhere near as, you know, graceful with my words as I was then. I was real rough around the edges. So we went out with these bottles in their own packaging, their own little bottles, and you have to try to explain and sell somebody that this is the real stuff. They just packaged it different. Overcomplication. If trust is the issue that you have to get over, and you're going in with something that doesn't look like what it's supposed to look like, you just doubled the difficulty. You increased the bar of entry. Just like that. Overcomplication. You're wasting your time, your money, and your resources. I didn't realize it at the time, but something was like, this is just backwards, and I wasn't able to articulate it until I began to learn by bumping my head against walls, like that example. Doing stupid things. But I didn't have anybody to guide me and teach me these things, so I had to learn the hard way. And again, having people around you that think like you, it helps, so you have a sounding board. You can bounce ideas off each other, like, does it sound stupid to you? Yeah, it really does sound stupid. Like, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing it then. Business, I'm the first one to tell you that business is not an easy thing, but it's not hard. It's a certain set of skills that you need, but they can be easily learned and developed. Very easily. But are you willing to do it? We're talking about choice, making a decision about something. Are you willing to learn it? You know, I literally had to write a book that I wish I had when I started. I wrote it because I couldn't find it out there. And I'm not joking. I've spent tens and thousands of dollars over the years, from 15 all the way up to my late 20s, and I still buy stuff on occasion because things change and I like to stay up to date. But I have yet to have anybody or come across any information that will walk you through step by step of how to start. They teach you marketing. They teach you advertising. They teach you all these techniques that you don't need when you first start. Not saying that stuff is not important, because it is, but just like me, three times, having all the information jumbled up. But when I get in front of somebody, the most important thing, overcoming trust, being genuine, or they call it selling yourself, I didn't know how to do that. So if I can't get a customer, what is the point of having all this other information?
That's right.
If I can't keep a customer, what is all that? What good is it? It is useless information to you at that time. I'm not saying it's useless as a whole, but at that time, it's useless to you. So I have to start pushing aside information that I didn't need and concentrating and learning on what I did need, step by step by step by step. And I would urge you all to do the same thing if you feel that you're stuck at a particular point or you feel that you're getting frustrated. Because the way your mind works, you start trying to put things in places that it doesn't need to be. Overcomplication. Simplify things, put it in a way that works for you, and move forward. Simplify things, put it in a way that works for you, and move forward. As you're studying, as you're getting out there, as you're learning and growing and experiencing things, you come across something you think is beneficial to you. If it benefits you, use it. If it's not beneficial to you, put it aside. It might be beneficial to you later. Simplify things. Put it in a way that works for you, and just do it. One more thing. And this is another uncommon sense secret. Is that business is a game. It's always been a game. In order for you to win a game, you have to know the rules. You have to know how to score. You have to realize that you're in a game, period. Or you're going to lose. So what is the game of business? The simplest way that I can explain it is survival. Say what, Jenny? It's like your body. It needs water. It needs food. It needs to survive, to keep it moving. Your business needs a cash flow. No cash flow, no business. That's no big secret, is it? But nobody explains this to you because they make you concentrate on profit. Profit comes from an exchange of energy. Your current connecting from person to person is your currency. The game of business is survival. A business must survive. Every corporation does that. They avoid responsibility. They shift around words. And however you personally feel about it, they're playing the game. They want their business to survive. If even a business doesn't even make any profit for 5 years, as long as that business is still there, there's always a potential for profit to be made. That's the game of business. A business must survive. A business needs cash flow to survive. And most businesses don't make it past their fifth year. Most businesses don't make it past their third year. And then the rest of them fall off at their fifth year. Mainly due to a mismanagement of money or a lack of cash flow. We ain't surprised. No big deal there, right? The more pressure you put on yourself when you start, the harder it is to finish. Or as we say in the game, never start a pace that you can't keep up. Why would a system of self-empowerment teach you that? Because if you start, and even for those of you that ran track in high school, they always tell you that. You don't burst at the beginning. You start off at a very good pace. And you burst at the end. Don't start a pace that you can't keep up. Simplify things. If this, you don't get anything else from what I told you today, I want you to take that with you. Simplify things. When stuff is overcomplicated, you need to simplify it. Otherwise, you're going to get caught up, like I did over the years, in stuff that might not help you right where you are now. It might help you later, but right where you are now. And you need to focus on where you are now in order to get to where you want to be. That slow, steady progress we were talking about earlier. And you put it together piece by piece by piece by piece and you build it. But you can't do that with no foundation. The foundation needs to be there first before you build anything on it. And you can't build something for those of people that, I'm not saying anybody here, but I run into people, literally, that think they know it all. So if there's already a structure there, you can't build another house where a house already sits. I'll leave them alone. And I've talked to people, literally, that have master's degrees in business, marketing, advertising, and they all tell me the same thing. Everything they learned is good to help somebody else, but it doesn't help them if they're trying to do something for themselves. This is why the stuff I call uncommon sense. They don't really teach entrepreneurship. That's my word. They don't really teach entrepreneurship. They teach you skills to help somebody else. So I took it upon myself. Mr. Claiborne has taken it upon himself. Mr. Canty has taken it upon himself to teach you skills to help yourself. They don't give it to you out there. And when they do give it to you, they give you a watered-down version. Now, I have the information, which means somebody else out there has the information because I had to get it from somewhere. But I can guarantee you that a lot of what I said, and I haven't really said that much, but a lot of what I said, some of you have never, ever heard before, ever. Why? Why don't they want you to have that information? And that goes into a whole other story. Because they think they're creating competition for themselves. There is no competition. Get away from the thought of competition. This is what they teach you. Business is dog eat dog. Not when you're playing at the level of a small business. There is no dog eat dog. Dogs don't have time to eat dogs. The dog is trying to survive. What competition? Who are you trying to knock out of the box? What is so pressing when you have a small business other than getting customers and keeping customers? Nothing else is that important, honestly. But, you know, this is a networking event, and I love coming to these events and speaking, because what I'm doing is sharing my thoughts and some of the things I learned that may be able to help you. And I put myself in a position to help as many people as I can, because I enjoy it. I wish I had it when I was first starting. It came along, but I wish I had it when I first started. So don't be scared. Get around. Talk to other people. You know? This is a beautiful thing. I don't understand if you realize how powerful what Mr. Claiborne said, but this is the result of a single thought and a single conversation he had with his wife. And you have the power to do the same thing. I want to thank you all for your time. I hope, in honesty, hope that you got something from it.